You're listening to EU Watchdog Radio.
Hi, welcome. I'm Joanna Lossin, Comms Officer at Corporate Europe Observatory, or CEO. In this episode of EU Watchdog Radio, I will talk to my colleague Bram Vranken about why the members of the European Parliament seem to want to kick out lobbyists from the tech giant Amazon. Thank you, Bram. Can you tell me, in short, what is wrong with Amazon?
What is not wrong with Amazon is the question. This is a huge company and it's active in so many sectors. But first of all, I think what's really wrong with Amazon is the working conditions, which are completely horrible. Workers have a very high rate of injuries, they're under a lot of pressure, there is almost no time for breaks. There is very, very intrusive surveillance of any step that a worker does, even measuring the time a worker takes from going to the entrance of a warehouse to their working spot. This is all put into numbers and is used to pressure workers to work harder. But there are so many other aspects which are problematic. There is the targeted advertising the company does. There is the huge impact on environment, the huge carbon emissions. But also, for example, its monopoly position, which it uses to maintain its position and to push other companies out of the market.
And what happened what was the origin of this story? What made the MEPs so angry at Amazon?
So in January, Amazon was invited to the Employment Committee in the European Parliament. It was invited to speak on the conditions in its warehouses, which are horrible. Also, a couple of people from unions were invited, but Amazon refused to come and said it was not a good day for them to come to the hearing, which is, of course, ridiculous because they have it's such a huge company. They have the resources, they have the people to send at least somebody to speak on these issues. Earlier, at the end of 2023, members of the European Parliament were supposed to visit one of the warehouses to study the conditions. Mm-hmm. And at the last moment, Amazon cancelled the meeting. And also in 2021, there was another meeting, which was another hearing Amazon refused to go to. So there is this history of Amazon refusing democratic scrutiny. Mm-hmm. And this really made MEPs angry across party lines. So also more conservative right-wing parties were livid, the Social Democrats, the Left, the Greens, and they demanded that Amazon will be refused access to the parliament in the future.
Amazon is a frequent visitor to the European Parliament. In January alone, it had 9 meetings with MEPs. And on the exact same day as the hearing was supposed to have happened, Amazon was fined in France for 32 million euros for using excessively intrusive surveillance of workers. And what consequences can it have? So if their badges, the lobbying badges, are removed, what does that mean for them?
First of all, it's symbolically really important because it shows that this is a problematic company which refuses any democratic scrutiny. But it also limits the way they can lobby. So Amazon has 13 or 14 lobby badges, and it can enter the parliament when it wants. It doesn't have to go through all the procedural hassle to get into the parliament. Most of us have to go through. Can just enter the parliament at will, and if these lobby badges are withdrawn, that will severely limit Amazon's capacity to lobby the parliament.
Now, an open letter signed by more than 30 trade unions and civil society groups, among which CEO, was delivered to European Parliament President Metsola. Why now?
So last week, the Employment Committee requested President of the European Parliament Metsola to kick Amazon out of the Parliament. But that still needs to be approved. And we know that this is a phase that where things can go wrong and where the parliament might decide to not withdraw the lobby budgets of Amazon. So it's necessary that we put pressure on them. It's pressure on Metsola to really take action. So together with SOMO, Uni Europe, and Lobby Control, we drafted an open letter, which was then signed by more than 30 organizations, trade unions, environmental groups, in which we ask Metsola to really to take action to kick Amazon out of the parliament.
What is Amazon working on at the moment? What are they pressuring for?
So Amazon is one of the biggest lobbying companies in Europe and the EU. So in the last 10 years, it has spent more than 18 million euros on lobbying and has used that money to whitewash its image, because it knows that it has a problem. There is one media report after the other about the horrible working conditions, and it has used its lobbying money to fund this very wide network of third-party actors. So what we've seen in the last couple of years is that Amazon has started giving more money to think tanks, to lobby firms, to consultancies, who then lobby on behalf of Amazon. And that's probably because its lobbying is not very effective, or it feels that its image is under pressure. And that they need to clean their image through these third-party actors. So they work on everything. They work on the Green Deal, because their packaging is extremely wasteful. A lot of single-use plastics. They're, of course, on digital issues, such as the Digital Markets Act, the AI Act, pieces of legislation which are about labor rights. So, for example, I had a meeting with Nicholas Smith, the Commissioner for Employment, in which he tried to push back against its image of being a bad employer. So, because the company is so huge and covers so many areas, its lobbying is actually all over the place. It's really lobbying on everything.
We're almost at the end of this episode. One last question before we go. One could say that Amazon is just one more company among so many others. Why is it so important to make a statement with them?
So Amazon has been using its lobbying capacity to safeguard its business model, which is extremely problematic. It does not respect its own workers. It does not respect the environment. It does not respect our privacy. And while Amazon refused to go to this hearing on the working conditions in its warehouses, just in January, it had meetings with 9 MEPs. And even after the day of the hearing, it had a meeting with an MEP. And this is a company which uses its economic power to influence EU policies, but at the same time refuses to accept democratic scrutiny. And we should not let this company get off the hook.
Thank you, Bram. We have come to the end of this podcast. If you liked it and you appreciate the work of CEO, please help us stay independent. Sign into our newsletter at corporateeurope.org and follow us on social media. Till next time, bye-bye.